Support for NPR comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. A decades-old investigation that claims Chicago police tortured suspects with beatings, electric shocks, and Russian roulette won't stop with the indictment of a controversial homicide commander last week. Dozens of former detectives and other officers can expect to be called before a federal grand jury in the months ahead as it digs deeper into a scandal that has haunted Chicago for more than 20 years. Last week, John Birch, the 60-year-old former commander of the South Side's Area 2 Violent Crimes Unit, was charged. He's due before a district judge tomorrow to be arraigned on charges of obstruction of justice and perjury. The Indiana Department of Correction has ordered most paroled sex offenders to attend Halloween evening meetings to keep them away from trick-or-treating children. Deputy Prison Commissioner Randy Custer says such meetings began in Indianapolis in 2004 and have worked so well that the Operation Safe Halloween program is expanding this year to the entire state parole system. Parolees who don't attend could have their parole revoked. Just over 2 years since he took the position, the director of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Agency has been placed on paid administrative leave. Richard Beard was suspended after the state agency that operates the Springfield facilities became aware of shoplifting charges brought against Beard. Historic Preservation Agency spokesman Dave Blanchett confirmed in a statement the action was taken last Thursday. Blanchett says the suspension is effective until a court disposition scheduled for the end of next month.
In the meantime, Illinois Historic Preservation Agency Director Jan Grimes is assuming his duties.
Reports show that Beard was arrested for stealing a DVD box set from the Springfield Target in August. Beard's accused of hiding the season 4 box set of the TV show House from a checkout clerk so that he did not have to pay for it. The set's valued at about $40. It's not the only show uplifting charge Beard has faced. Month before becoming museum director in October of 2006, Beard was arrested for leaving the Macy's in Springfield's White Oak Mall without paying for about $300 worth of ties. This is AM 580 News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart. We are 9 days away from the presidential election, and there are a handful of states that could give either John McCain or Barack Obama the presidency. Ohio determined the winner in 2004, and this year it's a state where both campaigns are fighting hard. NPR's David Green has been to Ohio several times over the course of the campaign, and he is there this weekend as well. Hi, David.
Hi, Allison.
So what's going on in the Buckeye State this weekend that lets you know the election is just about a week away?
Well, I got to say, the election was taking center stage, this weekend so far. it was football, and I was wandering around Columbus, which is home to Ohio State, yesterday, trying to talk politics, and this is some of the sounds that I was hearing.
You want some chips, a sandwich? I can get you some. We got chili in there. Do whatever you need. I'll help you out.
How long till game time?
8:30.
This is a big game, right?
Yeah. Penn State's undefeated, so.
And we should say Penn State remains undefeated.
Yeah, Penn State's still undefeated. They beat Ohio State, but there were some politics that people were trying to fit in, and things are getting more intense in these final 9 days, as you said. And I made a stop over at Barack Obama's headquarters in Columbus, and they're doing some of the rituals that come with the end of the campaign season. Tom Reynolds, who's one campaign aide in that office, told me that they're sounding like hockey players in the Stanley Cup because they're growing some facial hair. Let's take a listen to this.
Here in Columbus, we are undertaking a Beards for Obama Club. We have about 15 full-time members of the staff, and everyone's committed to not shaving until Election Day.
Okay, so he's got the hirsute vote, we know. A lot of TV ads. The candidates have both been there a lot. But what about the grassroots? What about what they call the ground game?
Yeah, well, both campaigns, I think, would tell you that the ground game's been going on in states like this for months, but it is really coming into these final days. And you know, the difference we're feeling now as we've hit this moment when it's less about changing minds and finding and registering new voters. It's about walking the streets and calling out to those people who you know are going to be on your side and just making sure that they close the deal and vote either by absentee or early or get to the polls and, you know, do what they said they were going to do. So it's turning out your people, and it's keeping very